Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Religious freedom is a fundamental right enshrined in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Peter Berkowitz, the director of policy planning at the State Department, said there is a correlation between countries that protect religious freedom and those that respect other basic rights.
We know as an empirical matter this high correlation between countries that protect religious liberty and countries that protect all the other freedoms that the United States has traditionally cared about. And this of course, makes sense. If you're protecting the liberty to have a difference of opinion about one of the matters that human beings have fought over most, difference of opinions about God.
There are authoritarian countries, including China, Iran, and Russia, that claim because the United States does not perfectly uphold human rights at home, it has no standing to promote such rights abroad. But Director Berkowitz calls this suggestion outrageous.
There is a fundamental difference between liberal democracies, such as the United States, which are grounded in an affirmation of human rights, and countries like China, Iran, Russia, which repudiate the very idea of human rights. Of course the United States falls short. Just as no individual human being is perfectly virtuous, no country on the planet perfectly honors the imperatives of human rights. The United States formally and in practice remains committed to vindicating human rights. Of course, I don't mean to deny that there are courageous dissenters in Russia, China, and Iran. We know that there are. But political society as a whole is not permitted to have such conversations.
The United States Declaration of Independence and the UN Declaration of Human Rights, said Director Berkowitz, set forth a universal standard for judging all forms of government, and that standard is what all government should aspire to. He also expressed his hope that people come to an appreciation that liberal democracy is the form of government best suited to vindicating human rights.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.